As we heard Tim Noah say, some pundits have speculated that Wesley Clark's entry into the presidential race makes him a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton. But what is a stalking horse anyway? Here's Slate's Ed Finn with an explainer.
In early 16th century England, a stalking horse was one trained to conceal the hunter walking behind it. The practice allowed human predators to sneak up on their animal prey without attracting suspicion. But by 1594, the term had also evolved into a metaphor for underhanded political dealing. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, it was used to describe rulers who adopted Catholicism as of a mask and stalking horse to hide their hopes of usurping the kingdoms of other princes. In modern politics, stalking horse has two meanings. The first is a candidate used to divert attention from someone else's candidacy. The second is a candidate who siphons votes from a serious contender, perhaps unwittingly, and thus benefits a third, better-positioned candidate. By this second definition, Ross Perot was a stalking horse for Bill Clinton in 1992, and Ralph Nader was a stalking horse for George W. Bush in 2000. There are no major recent examples of a political stalking horse serving as a secret stand-in for another candidate. Reforms to primaries and party conventions have largely eliminated the backroom deals necessary for a stealth candidate to snag the nomination at the last minute. U.S. election law and party rules would prevent, say, Wesley Clark from easily transferring money, convention delegates, or especially votes to Hillary Clinton. And that's on the off chance that he wanted to.
Ed Finn is a Slate assistant editor. If you have something you'd like explained, or if you'd like to share your thoughts about something you've heard on our program, write us. Our address is daytoday@npr.org.